Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Well, I'm really excited to spend some time today with Devinder Shatheri. How are you, Devinder?
Good afternoon, Sam. I'm doing very well. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Well, I'm so excited to talk about this new restaurant, Ayana, and I understand you're doing things a little bit differently. First of all, give us a sense of what your restaurant is and what you're hoping to accomplish, Devinder.
Sure. So, Sam, Ayana is a Canadian cuisine fine dining experience. Our executive chef, Raghav Chaudhary, it was his baby, it's his brainchild, and his intention from day one was to bring a nice upscale dining experience in a relaxed atmosphere.
Sounds beautiful. Where are you located?
So we are located at the corner of Queen and O'Connor. It's the LRT station. It's actually right next door to us.
Oh, that's perfect. That's great. So people will get a sense of where you are. Devinder, I have to ask, what's the ambiance like? What are you hoping to create? You were saying a little bit more casual.
Yes. So, we've all been to these fine dining establishments where a jacket is a must and so on and so forth. We decided that in our restaurant in Ayana, it would be the culinary experience that would be the focus. We have our patrons during summer. They walk in, in their shorts and with their Panama hats, and it's all great. It just works perfectly fine, as long as they enjoy that experience. It's perfectly fine with us.
So, Devinder, you're just wanting people that love amazing food.
Yes, right. Absolutely. Right. Yeah, that is the focus.
And tell me a little bit about why you wanted to do things differently at your restaurant when it came to tipping.
So, Sam, since this was our very first restaurant, we were not tied to any particular model, whether tipping or non-tipping. So at the very initial stage, we had decided that in addition to showcasing Canadian cuisine and Canadian wines, we will also offer our team a rewarding work environment, where every team member is inspired to reach their zenith of, her or his professional growth. And my observation of restaurant industry as an outsider was that I would see that there was somewhat of an inequity in terms of the compensation, how the employees were being compensated. So nothing against, the front of the house staff. Mm-hmm. I love them. They are wonderful team members. But you would normally see that, the front of the house would be working for a shorter shift, be it a few hours, like 4, 5, 6 hours, and get paid at level one. And the back of the house, where there's a lot of talent and a lot of, several hours of hard work, the compensation model, in my opinion, is not fair, and that primarily has to do with the tipping model. So, with that in mind, we decided that we would not have a tipping model, that, we could perhaps offer a more professional work environment and a salaried career path by stepping away from the traditional tipping model. So in our restaurant, our prices include our full cost plus the targeted margin, and our guests are actually informed upfront that our prices are what they are, that we do not accept tips or gratuities. And believe me, our patrons love this fresh approach. Mm-hmm. And I've been reached out so many times by our guests, who express their appreciation of this model.
It's so interesting. And, so I'm thinking if somebody went out for dinner, they are expecting to pay 15, 20, 25% in a tip, mm-hmm. depending on sort of the service that they received. So this will be, a bit of a shakeup to the sector. Is that what you were hoping to do as well?
Yes, that is right. As you might know, Sam, tipping has its roots in slavery, And it's quite an antiquated system, and our industry is a bit slow to evolve. By offering a salaried position, we acknowledge that the employees who are in this industry, they are professionals. You know, a salaried position offers them a professional work environment with a steady and reliable source of income. So as an employer, it is IANA's responsibility to pay a fair and equitable wage to all the team members. Like my team members should not be, their take-home pay should not depend on my guests' generosity.
Mm-hmm.
That as an employer, as a progressive employer, it is my responsibility to ensure that my team members they're compensated fairly.
It's so interesting, Devinder, because, you know, it's no surprise to you or anyone listening that it's hard to attract talent. It's hard to attract staff to many jobs. We see those help wanted signs on many restaurants. Is this also helping with that?
Actually, this is a bit of a challenge. It adds to the challenge just because the restaurant workers, they are used to having cash tips. So come Friday, Saturday night, there's a thick wad of currency in their pockets. You know, Sunday morning, 11:30 a.m. might be a different story. That might have dwindled significantly.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so used to carrying that cash and having that instant gratification out of it. But fact of the matter is that, you know, they cannot, most of the time, Sam, those tips are not reported.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have to go, you know, get a loan, be it for a car or a house or anything, they don't have a piece of paper. They don't have that pay stub to show for it. Heavens forbid if they're laid off for whatever reason, their employment benefits are impacted by that. And there's so many other aspects that are detrimental to the workers. Yeah, in terms of hiring, you know, restaurants have experienced an exodus of talent over the last 2 years. And right now we are competing with all the other industries to attract workers. So it's very important for us to make sure that we are offering a career path, not just a stopgap arrangement, I'm in between jobs or I need some additional income. Because that's the notion. That's how these restaurant industry jobs are seen. It is our effort to kind of to normalize these restaurant jobs, make them mainstream, and make them actual career paths, which right now I don't see that in our industry as much.
Well, I've learned so much from you, Devinder, and I can't wait to try your beautiful restaurant, IANA, and have an opportunity to experience everything that you're trying to create there. I really appreciate you spending time with us today on City News.
So thank you so much, Sam.
I really
appreciate this opportunity.
Forward
Thanks
to
a
seeing
lot.
You. Devinder Shadhari joining us, owner of IANA Restaurant Collective on O'Connor Street. We certainly look forward to visiting there and supporting local and visiting all these restaurants. Such an important point. And you were just traveling, David. So, you know, I noticed when I was in British Columbia, tipping is very different in British Columbia than it is in Ontario.
Yeah, it's something I was not prepared for. I know it's very different in other countries. Like once you get out of North America, it's totally different. But in BC, you are prompted to tip everywhere. Like absolutely everywhere. Like prompted to tip like at the liquor store.
Right.
Like at the liquor store. Like they have private mm-hmm. liquor stores there. They don't just have, they have the BC liquor store, but then they also have private beer and wine stores. And
we
I
noticed
was prompted to tip buying a 6-pack of beer. It's like, what am I tipping you for? I just went and got it from the fridge and now you don't even need to be here. You could have a self-checkout. Should I tip the robot too? Like,
It was really interesting. We noticed it when we were out there as well in March, and I was out there again in June. And I don't know. I'm a bit of a softie. I was a bit uncomfortable sometimes.
I guess it is something that it can make people uncomfortable. I'm just kind of the way that I am. It doesn't really make me uncomfortable, but Like my friend who I was staying with works in a restaurant in Whistler. He's a student part-time and he works in a restaurant in Whistler, and he makes in four, like he'll work like 16 hours a week, like three-hour shifts or whatever. And on Friday, like all he needs to do is work Friday, Saturday. His base salary, his base wage pay will be whatever, $11.50 for an hour. So he'll make in 4 hours, whatever, $50 less tax and base pay, but he'll walk out with $300 in cash tips.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of bizarre to me. And then another thing that happened was because you're expected to tip at so many places, the first time we went out to breakfast, me and my buddy in BC, I paid for breakfast. And then, you know, he saw the receipt as it's printing out. He's like, whoa, how much did you tip? And I was like, 20%. He's like, oh, wow. I didn't think the service was that great. I was like, that's standard in Ontario. That's mm-hmm. like recommended gratuity. He's like, here, now 10% yeah. standard, 15% maybe if they did a really good job.
That's because you've got a tip at the liquor store.
Because you've also got a tip the cashier at the liquor store. So yeah, but again, you know what the chef was just saying there. I would be so fine if the restaurant meal price on the menu read $35 instead of mm-hmm. $25 and we just did away with tipping. I would be so okay with that.
I think it's really, really proactive. I think it's really interesting. I'm really anxious to see how it goes. And of course, I'm anxious to try that restaurant. Appreciate that, David. When we come back, Joel Harden's going to join us, NDP MPP for Ottawa Centre. We're going to talk about the disability diet and check in with him. Lock it in to City News.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.